You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, good morning and welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. It's Thursday, May the 10th. Andy Holding looking at a 7-race mixed programme at Tipperary. I say mixed because the last 4 races are all from the Hunter Chase sphere, of which I don't know particularly much about, but we'll do our best to fiddle our way through. The main action, of course, comes in the early part of the day with my nap running in the 6 o'clock, which we'll get onto in a second. We're going to begin with the maiden hurdle at 5.30 over 2 miles, and the most notable runner here is surely this Prince Dubriel from the William Mullen stable, of course, who hasn't run for the thick end of 3 years. A very useful performer when last seen. He beat a lovely horse of Joseph O'Brien's called Oathkeeper back here on October the 4th, 2015. Pretty decisively in that form, if he's able to run to that level, would be good enough, surely, to win a race of this nature. But the one I quite like here, because of his fitness, is Rare Connor from the Thomas Gibney stable. Now, this fella's been fourth in 2 very, very smart maiden hurdles at Nace and Navan, respectively, behind Whisper in the Breeze. The second and third are both won, Kresik and I Am Sailing. And I Am Sailing went on to win that Navan race on the 23rd of March, in which Rare Connor was fourth. Time figure was very good. The win hasn't been out since, but the third horse, School Boy Hours, would have surely won last week at Cork, but for falling at the third last end of back straight. So I think he's got half a chance here, you know, this horse. Thomas Gidney's horses shouldn't never be underestimated. The better ground likely to suit. I think he's available to back about 9-2 this morning, which is a really good each-way bet in a race that surely only a handful need apply. So Rare Connor, quite a strong each-way vote there in the first.
Race 2.
On to the 6 o'clock then, and the big race for me today is revolving around this 2-mile-4 handicap, and it all depends whether there's a horse that drops out here, because the first reserve lurking down there at the foot of the weights is Lord Erskine, who would surely take this if he gets a run, because I think he's a very, very well-handicapped horse. Don't forget this horse was rated 87 on the flat. He rose through the ranks from a mark of 54 and he ended up winning the Irish Cesaro, which beat in a stellar field towards the back end of the season at Nace. And the connection saw a real chink of light to exploit here over hurdles when sending him over obstacles the other day down in Sligo, and he duly obliged, landed a bit of a punt, and he beat another very well handicapped horse in the shape of the Last Indian, who also looked quite well treated on his flat form. The pair of them well clear the rest. Now, incidentally, his circuit time was much better than the 3 Willie Mullins trained horses on the same card, and some of them were rated in the 130, so it's quite clear this Lord Erskine is at least surely a 120 plus horse. Now he's transferred that flat form to hurdles, and it all depends, like I say, whether he gets in. At time of recording, there isn't a non-runner as such, but this one would be a very strong vote. I think he'd be an odds-on chance if he ran. He was 9-4 this morning, and like I say, for those of us that backed him, we're just hoping and praying one does come out. If he doesn't, then Urbanist is probably the most likely winner, or certainly one as a decent alternative. He was a good second in the Derby on Misty Millie, and quite a strongly run race at Fairy House over 2 miles. But 2.5 is definitely his trip. He ran well the time before at Down Royal, and he's all about stamina. And I do think he'll go well. But I'm just praying, hoping and praying one drops out, because if Lord Erskine gets in, then I think he'll win and win easily.
Race number 3.
On to the 6:30 Trapial Handicap Chase here. Crocodile Dundee's second favourite here. He rounded off the season with an excellent series of results, but he's got a terrible record going well fresh, so I'd probably pass him over. Jox is a horse who comes in good form, but he's much better going right-handed than he is left. He's 0-6 going left-handed. And Don't Kick No Bite hasn't run since December, so not really left with a lot here. So I'm going to take a little bit of a chance at Shrewd Operator. Bounces back to his best form. Now he's going back over the minimum trip. He ran well enough the other day over 2.5 miles at Ballinrobe until once again his stamina ebbed away in the closing stages. But he was responsible for a very strong gallop. He and Tongi, the third horse, went hammer and tongs all the way down the back straight. And in the end, he paid for it the most obviously, out of those front two. Prior to that, he'd won over 2 miles at Cork when he made all the running show good battling qualities to withstand the late thrust of Nokorara Pylon. And I think if he can run to that level, he's worth taking a chance. Now, he's much better going right-handed than left, I know that, but he has run quite well here in the past, so he's not without hope here, a shrewd operator. And anyway, the price this morning, top price, 7 or 8 to 1. I think he's just worth taking a punt.
Race 4.
On to the 7 o'clock then, which is a beginner's chase, or novice's chase, whichever you want to call it. Bravissimo sets a good standard here, having run well at the Punchestown Festival a couple of weeks ago when he was fifth behind stable companion Kenboy in what turned out to be a very competitive and well-run 2.5 handicap. It's just whether, of course, he can get the extra trip here. Now, he should do based on that run, but he's just becoming a little bit expensive to follow, and he is a tight price here this morning. Up against one or two interesting performers, including Last Encounter, who was very unlucky to fall at the last of the day. He actually jumped the fence to okay, but he just knuckled over on landing. It was a bit of a, like I said, momentum fall more than anything else. And if he would have stayed on his feet, that would have been a decent effort. He probably would have been beaten, what, about 3 or 4 lengths by the eventual winner, Robin de Foray. He was a very good horse. They, in turn, would have finished well clear of the rest. And it's not as if he hasn't been running well consistently throughout the winter. That's second behind Fitzhenry when Cause Yoyu was third. Certainly reads well in the context of this race. And I do think the step up to 3 miles, or nearly 3 miles, will suit Mags Mullins, his 8-year-old. So Last Encounter, despite him falling last time out, if he can jump a clear round today, looks the value bet around about 4 to 1 there.
Race 5.
Right, now on to the really tough stuff here. I only know a limited amount about these horses, so you'll have to excuse my ignorance, as it were. The 7:30, the 2.7 novices hunter chase here. The two that I really like here are the two that fought out the finish down in Cork on the 2nd of April. I actually did see that race. It was bottomless ground, and I just felt as though Max Legend went through the race like the best horse that day, but he was just outstayed by the eventual winners. Obviously, he's a very strong stayer at the trip. All his form's on soft or heavy ground. And this slightly easier surface tonight, or better surface, I think will help Max Legend turn the form around here. He's available back at 7-2 this morning. And a combination, like I say, of better ground and being a prominent racer on a track that does favour front runners lends me towards the 10-year-old.
Race number 6.
On to the 8 o'clock. Not too many of these I know all that well, I could say so. If there is one or two lurkers in the midst here and there's good money for several that I don't know about, then you obviously have to take that on board. But I did see Cornamora Wood run early on in the season, and I just felt as though she didn't quite get home on the, it was desperate conditions that day at Cork when this horse ran. It was almost unraceable. And to be fair, Derek O'Connor really looked after him. She was well fancied that day. She'd gone there off the back of a point-to-point, eye-catching run down in Cragmore, good track, and confidence was high that she would make her rules winning debut. She was back in form back in the point-to-point sphere last time out when winning easily at Stirling. So her confidence is very much coming in him intact. And hopefully this better surface will certainly help her tonight. Derek O'Connor once again on board.
And the final race.
On to the final race. Again, don't know too much about these. Billaway, I have been told, is just okay. And I saw him, he's run down in Cork the other day. And even though the conditions were very unfriendly, still thought he certainly lived up to his reputation of being just one of William Mullins' most modest types. There is a bit of a word going around for Famous Sane from the Narmead stable, who was second at a point-to-point when last seen. And the other one I've heard a little bit of a whisper for is this Crimson Chief. He shouldn't be underestimated here, this fellow. And he won really easily, in quite a good time figure, actually, down in Stirling. He was a good bit quicker than Carrigmore Award, who also won on that day, that mare's open. So there's half a chance this one can run a much better race than these, I'd suggest, around about 12 to 1 this morning. So if you are mucking around with the last race and looking for a few quid on something, the word is that Crimson Chief can certainly run up to a fair standard. OK, that's it for me today. Decent day's action. I'm just hoping and praying that Lord Eskin gets in that 6 o'clock, because he'd be a very strong choice. Other than that, well, hopefully I'll catch you tomorrow, because we've got some good action at the Curragh, most notably. Or, of course, at Kilbeggan this evening, tomorrow evening. Probably going to be covering Kilbeggan. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.